This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We're speaking about bursaries, and there's quite a lot. Abantu bapizi ngama NSFAS, abanye bapizi ngamanye ama bursaries. And on the line, we do have an entrepreneur, someone who's doing amazing in his field. He's been helping young people for his cut to see that. His name is TJ, Mr. TJ Malamule. Mr. TJ is a CEO of ETTI Group, and he joins us in studio right now, well, via line. Mr. TJ, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Good morning to you and good morning to the listeners.
Really appreciate your time, especially while we are busy with e-registration at MUT. I think this will assist even the people that are listening right now. Please do tell us about UTJ, in particular, ETTI Group.
So ETTI Group is a skills development implementation partner, which I happen to be the CEO. What we do, we manage bursaries and learnerships on behalf of large corporates. As you would know in South Africa, that some of the students, most of the students don't have funding for their varsity. And that's where we come in. That's where we at ETTI Group, we get to assist students with such.
From where do you assist students? Like, from do you assist students from first year? And probably if you can just unpack for us, how exactly do you assist these students through bursaries?
Thank you very much. So what happens is we assist students from first year until the final year. So at times you find that students, our bursaries are different from other bursaries. They are open throughout the year. So at times someone will come in the beginning of the year and they are looking for funding. We're able to assist them. They're in a second year, third year, or fourth year, even mostly the first year. As I speak now, I know that we have a lot of students also from your university that are under the ETTI bursary. So we are in all universities, in all TVET colleges, in all levels. What we do is we help the students with funding. So they apply from our portals, they apply from our website, they check us out on social media, and we get to fund them for their studies. If most of our funders, if you do well from the first year, they fund you from the first year until the last year. The other interesting thing about how we do and how we get to help students is that most of our students, where they are, we get to help them with psychosocial support, and then we also help them with tutoring for those who are not passing at a particular moment. So we are a fully fledged bursary and skills development firm where we do an end-to-end way of assisting students. So we push you, you finish. When you are done, we try to place you on learnerships with some of our clients, and then you get your learnership or you get full-time employment.
What gap did you see, Mr. TJ, for ETTI to actually get involved in the higher education and learning? Because we've seen quite a lot of people being excluded from funding from NSFAS and all these other, bursaries. What gap did you see? And probably if you can just tell us about also the requirements that you guys need for a student to be funded by your group.
So if you want to be funded by us, the most important part is it's results, 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 results. Our motto this year, ETTI Group, is it's a year of results, so we want results. So most students, instead of sending you results, they are going to send you a death certificate of a loved one and say, I really need a bursary because I don't have the person who is taking care of me, and they send you a death certificate instead of results. We are looking for results, and we take 70% average students. So if you are passing 70%, you qualify. So results, registration letter, and then we need your ID, and then we need you to be registered in that financial year eskolweni. Then we are able to assist you in that way. So the biggest gap that we saw also is that most of them, they don't write very good motivational letters that will say to us, this is why I think I deserve the bursary. In a way of, I work hard, I'll be able, if I get this qualification, I'll be able to be a good member of community and adding value to the country. Most of them, they'll maybe broadcast how much impoverished I am for me to get the bursary, other than they tell pity, other than their skills. And then we start having those problems. The biggest gap again is that most students also, the money they get here, stipend, you find that you are sponsored by one of our clients, we give you 4,000 stipend, half of the money goes home, and then they start to spend that money by taking care of the family, and then now their studies are disturbed, and things don't get to work well. But the students we are having now on the program seems to be doing extremely well, and we think we're looking for more students specifically from your area, from your university, that we can be able to assist.
Definitely. You spoke of a skills development center as well that you guys are providing. Tell us more about that.
I beg your pardon?
You spoke of a skills development center that you guys also provide. Please do tell us more about that as well.
Yeah, so it's called TTI Academy. So TTI Academy, we look at students that did not finish matric, that finished matric. As you would know, that 10,000 students that have got a bachelor who passed from matric will not have placement in this financial year end at any university or TVET college. So we have what we call learnership. We do it under what we call TTI Academy. So we do learnership like cybersecurity, AI, and all the other future focusing programs that we get students to be able to do those. So we do that in our center. We are based in Joburg, and then we do that other what we call TTI Academy. And then we get as many students from all over the country who does actually go through there. We also try to provide funding for that for the qualifying students. Some of our sponsors that get to sponsor us, give us the money for us to be able to do that, because we train that specifically in-house.
Do I have to pay anything if I want to be part of ETTI Academy?
You go to www.ttigroup.co.za. So there are a lot of, there are two websites there. Just go click on TTI Academy, and then you'll get a form that you'll fill, and then take it from there. For the other one, just go to ttibursaries.co.za. There'll be information there. Go and then apply for your bursary and write a good motivational letter, and then let us help you to push your studies forward.
Definitely. And how do we get hold of you? Before I let you go, TJ, how do we get hold of you? If maybe I do have any inquiries further, how can students contact you?
No, it's actually, we even have a WhatsApp number. We have a WhatsApp number that is attended to. It's 069-126-8614. 069-126-8614. That's our WhatsApp number. But if you go also, if you didn't get the number, you can just go to ttibursaries.co.za. And then if you are using that through your smartphone, it will give you an option to chat on WhatsApp. So you can just click on WhatsApp and start chatting and get all the other information. The important thing is, let's make sure that each and every one of us does not just stay at home, but you go out there and try to find some sort of result.
Wow. No, thank you so much. Really appreciate that, TJ. We love the work that you guys are doing, man. And we wish you nothing but the best. Maybe just before I let you go, your last words to now the students that will be applying, and the first year students that are entering the university space. What can you say to those people?
I'm saying, especially first-year students, we deal with that. Through our psychosocial support program, we deal a lot with students that are coming into the big cities, into this places you left home, and then you get to these big towns now, and you start losing yourself. So the important thing I always say to the students is, never forget why you went to university in the first place. Even though you'll get into relationships, even though you'll do Muhodu Monday and all these other things, don't forget the main reason my parents let me come here is so that I can be able to study, get a qualification, so I can be able to change my situation. The only degree you need there, make sure that you go to the school, finish whatever you started. Don't come back with what you did not go to school for. For instance, you didn't go to school for a baby. Don't come back with a baby from school.
Yeah,
make sure you come back with a degree. So whatever thing that you left home going to find, please find it and bring it home. Then you will decide the other things later.
Definitely. TJ, we really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for those wise words, man. Hopefully, Bazwile, we really appreciate having you on MET Radio this morning.
All right, thank you very much. Have a lovely day.
Siyabonga kakhulu. That was TJ Malamule from TTI Group, my provider, TTI Academy, as well as TTI Bursaries. You can check out their websites. How can you get funded? We are trying to assist you as someone, Mhlambe, who does not have a bursary. Good morning. Welcome.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.